Hello, this is Rod Sloan, and welcome to episode 65 of the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast, the world's favourite and number one Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast. And my guest in episode 65, we had him in 64, he was so good, we brought him back. So it's part two of my interview with Ken Krogh of InsideSelling.com. And Ken has got some gems, some nuggets for you if you're involved in content marketing or picking up the phone and calling prospects, particularly in enterprise accounts. Now, before we hear from Ken, let me ask you, are you a member of the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group on LinkedIn? You are? Great. You're not? What have you been doing for the past 4 years? Pause this podcast now. Get across to LinkedIn and join the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group. If you think the resources on this podcast are great, wait till you join us on the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group on LinkedIn. And I'm going to use the F word in a minute, so be careful. It's free. It's free. No charge. No charge. Okay, so please join us on the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group on LinkedIn. And now, let's hear Ken Krogh, and I query him and ask him, come on, Ken, cold calling's dead, isn't it? So on the line today, this is part two of my interview with Ken Krogh, the president and co-founder of InsideSales.com. Ken, are you ready for another round with Rod Sloan?
Absolutely, Rod. Look forward to it.
So there's a couple of questions I want to throw at you, Ken. I'm sure my listeners may be thinking this. I'm thinking, hang on, this guy runs a business called InsideSales.com. But that must be going out of business, surely, because all we hear about all day is how cold calling is dead, it's hackneyed, it's intrusive, and we've got to, you know, use the new technique. So that's my challenge to you, Ken. Cold calling's dead. What are you guys doing perpetuating this dead body?
Well, that's a great question. We had the same concerns ourselves. We bought the name of InsideSales.com from a guy who needed money back in 2004, right before Christmas. And brought up the website, and on the first day we had 8 leads, right. And this was a whole new solution for us, because here, like you say, we thought we had the ultimate cold calling technology, but because we have so many leads coming in from the internet, we never had to cold call the first 4 years of our business, and that opened up a whole new approach to things. So when that part came around and we realized we weren't cold calling and our very solution was designed to do that, we decided to test. We were spending about $12,000 a month on Google at the time, still pretty small. We're way more than that now. And we decided to spend $12,000 a month on a cold calling team to set appointments and send the same appointments from the web and from the team to our closers and see what happened. And we did that for about 3 months, and we were blown away. And this was, and we have some of the best technology. We had the best ratios I'd ever had driving cold calls, but the web leads obliterated the cold calling team by a ratio of 8-1. That was something that opened our eyes. We immediately shut down the cold calling team and put the whole budget on web leads and went as far as we could. But then we found something really interesting, Rod. We found that not all of them, but 72% of the leads from the web were all small. All right. They were a random sampling. And we realized if we were going to close large businesses, enterprise class businesses, we had to get back to the traditional model of cold calling and specifically targeting these large leads that the internet did not bring us. So there's a happy medium. And of course, we don't cold call strictly by that definition at all. We warm it up with lots and lots of marketing, referrals. We have some techniques that Aaron Ross taught us that are brilliant in a little book called Predictable Revenue. But cold calling in its strict definition is probably out. But cold calling by what I'm talking about is very, very critical if you're going to go close large accounts that don't come to you on the web.
Okay, so that's fascinating that you're saying that that we're attracting smaller deals from the web. Why do you think the corporate accounts, the big customers, wouldn't come to you on the web, Ken, and you had to go and pick up the phone and call those people?
Well, they still do come, but only 28% of the leads were large. And for a company wanting to grow and move into that space, we have to go outbound and make it happen. And I think it's just the normal makeup of the businesses that are out there. Very few businesses are large as a comparative to the whole base of businesses that are out there. I think that's the reason.
You're listening to the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast. My guest is Ken Krogh, President and Co-Founder of InsideSales.com. And I encourage you also go and look at InsideSales.com and Ken Krogh's site as well, because these two sites are chock full of content, special reports, webinars, links to ebooks. So, Ken, as an outward bound calling organization, why have you got all this nicey marketing stuff, all this content? Do you need it all? Why do you generate? It's all good, but why do you generate so much?
Well, Rod, there's two reasons. The first one I just mentioned a bit ago: a lead that comes to us over the web is 8 times more valuable in terms of a close ratio than someone we have to go to. And here's the reason we believe: a lead comes to you with need. They know they need you. When you cold call into somebody, at best, you're only going to generate interest. And interest is the counterfeit of need. Interest has to be educated into need, and that takes time and effort. And so we want to take every lead that can come to us that we possibly can. And to do that, you need really compelling content. You need to rank high in the search engines. And you can't do it with sales material. It has to be very valuable, that engages readers, answers their questions, lets them know that you really have value and you care about helping them in their business. That's reason number one. Reason number two is, when we started InsideSales.com, we went out to Google and we typed in the word inside sales. And we found about 40,000 companies that were hiring people, but we didn't find a single business in that space. It wasn't even a space. It was a department in a company. It wasn't an industry. And this was back in 2004. So we realized that what we needed to do is grow this into an industry. So a few years later, a national association here in the U.S. was formed, the American Association of Inside Sales Professionals, by Bob and Larry, two of our dear friends there. And we've done everything we can to support them, because we realized, if there's a national trade association, that means it's an industry. But then the next key is, you have to have strong best practices and tips and research to answer the hard questions to really form a foundation for an industry. And those are the two reasons that we've invested so much in what we call research marketing. We don't hire marketers. We hire math majors and statistic majors and econ majors and PhDs in machine learning and artificial intelligence, so that we can find the answers to the really hard questions and form a foundation of best practices for an industry to really launch. Does that make sense, Rod?
I'm very impressed that it is too. Now, there may be people listening to this conversation and they're saying, well, that's all fine and dandy, Ken. That's great, Rod. But really, reality is, you make a phone call and what do you get? You don't get somebody, you get a machine. It's all pointless now. It's all a waste of time. Voicemail gets in the way. You can't leave a message. Nobody calls you back. How would you handle voicemail, or what's your methodology or psyche on that, Kim?
Well, Rod, we test everything here. We treat sales like marketing. In fact, there's a little movie called Moneyball that shows the power of statistics in baseball. That's sort of like what we've done. So we test voicemail against email, against phone calls, against LinkedIn and Twitter and Google Plus and Facebook. And here's what we've found. We found that a message that we send by email gets about a 0.1 or a 0.2% response rate. That same message, if left on a voicemail, gets 4.8%. That's dramatically higher of a response rate. Now, most old school sales trainers say, don't bother leaving a voicemail because it's not worth it. Well, the reason that's the case, if I'm only making about 30 calls a day, and I'm only getting a 5% response, I'm not getting many callbacks, so I don't think I'm getting a very good return on my time. But if you're making, and we advocate that your lead generation people make around 200 calls a day, all of a sudden 5% response on 200 calls a day starts adding up, and you realize, wow, this is very effective. So the primary purpose of a voicemail, according to our research, is number one, to get a callback. Mm-hmm. But number two, it's to put one little chunk of information in the head of that person. And after about five chunks of information, they start thinking of you on their own. And then number three is to leave a good impression so that when I do call back and make contact, I've paved the way a little bit. And we have found that to be the case. Now, we have some best practices around voicemail that I better share. Number one, the length of the message. Well, number one is, remember the purpose. The purpose is to get a call back or at least leave one good idea in their head. But the best practices are the length should be around 18 to 30 seconds. In fact, for every second beyond 30 seconds, the response ratio decreases 2%. The next best practice is make sure that you only leave about two or three voice messages during your time you're trying to reach people. Our research shows that after the third voicemail, you start to become a pest, and it actually hurts your chance of ever reaching the person. So only two to three voicemail. The other best practice is in the middle of the voicemail, increase your urgency between the first, second, and third call. The last call might be something like this. Rod, I've been trying to reach you. You must be really busy. I've already left you a couple of calls and messages, but I would sure appreciate you letting me know either way if this is even of interest to you. And if you could let me know by Friday, that would be great. What that does is it gives some courtesy and some urgency, and it spikes a callback. And that's how we found voicemail to be an extremely effective and far more assertive media than email.
Now, Ken, I'm going to ask you a favor. I'm going to ask you to critique my voicemail now. So I'm going to leave one live now and here in front of the listeners. I'm going to ask you to critique it and say, Rob, that's good. Rob, that's shocking. Or Rob, pack up and go and become a teacher or something, or in that sense. So would that be okay if we critiqued mine?
Absolutely. And I will tell you, Rod, you know, those who can't do teach, right?
Yeah, but you critique. Critiquing is far superior to teaching. Sure.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Okay. So, hi, Ken. This is Rod Sloan from the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group. We help companies such as yourselves improve their revenue by getting their sales and marketing teams working closer together. Why don't you give me a call back on 07957-422203. So that's Rod Sloan from the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group on 07957-422203. Now, come on, Ken, be brutal. Would that get any sort of response?
Rod, that was actually pretty good. You were right around the 30-second mark. Some of the best practices that were in there, you mentioned your name and phone number twice at the end. That's critical. You launched with who you were. Now, one thing I would recommend that you add is what we call the rapport statement. Right at the front end, you've got to give them a reason to trust you. And so we have a methodology we call the trust ladder. Yep. And it's 13 levels of rapport building capability. That would be the only thing I would add, is some little thing that would be something like this. Rod, this is Ken Krogh with InsideSales.com. Todd Grierson mentioned I really ought to give you a call. I understand he's a close friend of yours.
Okay. Can you get all of that in, you just said, you think, in 30 seconds with your name, this trust factor, a benefit or a feature, and then your name and number a couple of times? Can you do all that in 30 seconds? And
you know, the key is to practice. We do it. And in fact, all of the companies we work with, we teach them how to do that. And with a little bit of practice, you can even get it in the mid 20-second range. But try it and see if it works. We found it to bring great results. In fact, we test it as everything else, and that's one of the best methodologies we've used.
Ken, I really appreciate you taking your time today and sharing these nuggets on cold calling and voicemail and generating content. If people want to see how somebody really does it well, Where should they go online to find out about yourself and Inside Sales?
Well, the thing that comes to mind, my blog, kenkrogue.com, and again, my last name is Rogue with a K in front of it, but that's a good place. I keep track of lots of the tips and best practices for inside sales there. Our corporate site, insidesales.com/webinar, has an archive of all the webinars I've done in the past with folks, and we've given away, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars of consulting in those webinars because we want to grow the industry. But one specifically around the area of the trust ladder and the closer model would be where I'd recommend that you start. I have a 5-part series there. Go start at the first of that 5-part series and go through it, and that will really give you some help in the world of inside sales.
Ken, that's been great. I really thank you. I want to thank you and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Rod.